Welcome to episode 54 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. It's Thursday. I'm somewhere near Mertsuga. It's in Morocco, the eastern border, somewhere near Algeria. And I'm looking at orange sand dunes. You know, I'm not sure there's something more cleansing or clarifying or clearing or purifying than travel, than getting out of your own element, getting into an element you don't know, don't understand, is different. You're not comfortable. You don't know where you are. You don't know where you're going. You don't even know where you've been. I don't even know where I am. And allowing that to sink in a little bit. Like this morning, my ideas were to write a book called Travel, because I'm into my one word verb book titles, and get into the real meaning of travel. It's just so important. I think it's so important for the world and for individual growth and just, yeah, depth. And then my second thought was my subtitle of Repossible, my brand, which is the subtitle of the Decide book, which is there's usually a choice. It's usually yours. I haven't come across a better subtitle or a better tagline for sort of what I'm working on anywhere. There's all kinds of words using the word possible and impossible and possible again and re-possible, making it possible again or something. But I don't know. There's something about the choice. And there's usually a choice. It's usually yours. I like it because I think it's applicable in so many situations and circumstances. Even right now, we had a even on some road, and there was going to be this sort of more treacherous, scary road up the dirt path. It was going to shave an hour off our trip, or the safe path, and we took the treacherous dirt road. We had to drive through rivers and going through these little villages in the middle of Morocco, and it was super cool. And it was a little scary in the beginning, but kind of got used to it, and it was really fun. I'm glad we did it. There's this choice, and there's usually a choice, and it's usually yours. It applies to so much. And then last thought was fiction. I'm reading fiction. We don't have much Wi-Fi. I don't have any Wi-Fi. But the last place didn't have electricity, the place where we stayed last night, until 2 years ago. So we're getting back to basics here. And I thought about fiction, and I'm reading fiction right now, and I love reading fiction. I love writing fiction. I don't know if I'm that good at it, but I don't care. I like it. It's fun. It gives me energy like so many things. And that's enjoyable. Bonjour, ça va? It's good to get my French back in use here, which is something for the kids to think about how they complain about how nothing's useful in their school, except, you know, like using the language in a place where they speak French. Anyway, that's my Repossible episode for the day. We have got a little bit of Wi-Fi here before we head into the sand dunes on 4x4s, and I'm going to see if I can upload this and get it in on this fine Thursday, and I'll try to get some pictures and share them in the notes. But hey, there's usually a choice. It's usually yours. I think it applies to so much. I think we can use it. Write your fiction. Write your whatever you need. Write it. Just write it. Just write. And travel. I mean, travel for me instigated all of everything I'm talking about right now. And I think without travel, you're in your rut. Even if your rut is good, just gets you out of your good rut. That's okay too. Maybe it'll be better. Maybe it'll get worse, then it'll get better. You know? It's all right. Just travel. Get to see other people. Get to see how other people live. We were in a place where we stayed in a village, tiny little village last night, 25 kilometers on a dirt road. We weren't even on the beaten path. We were off the not beaten path. And 25 kilometers on a dirt road off of that not beaten path. And in a place that I'm sure nobody's heard of. I don't know how Saskia found it. And it was crazy. We were in a kasbah, sort of a castle that had been lived in until up to 2 years ago. That was just, I mean, it looked like the Pueblo time in sort of Central and South America. At least that's what I remember from elementary school. And they're still building using the same stuff. There was, you know, two donkeys pulling a plow in the fields. mean, wow, it's going back like 2,000 years, and it wasn't on. It wasn't for show. That's like the real deal. Hey, that's travel. All right, reporting from the eastern part of Morocco, heading into the sand dunes. See if I can get this uploaded. Hey, stay repossible. Remember, it is usually a choice. It's usually yours.